Okay, I just want to explain why it would be logical and rational to expect that the elites today, the people in positions of power who have been put in these positions of power, they've been pre-selected, groomed, and installed by the Cult of Judah agents and the Cult of Judah. I just want to explain why all the talk about pedophilia among the elites is logical to expect. Why it would be logical to expect the elites to be pedophiles. Now, J. Edgar Hoover was pre-selected and groomed and installed, and they actually built the FBI around him because he was homosexual. Because at the time, being homosexual was totally unacceptable to society. And nobody would be able to carry on a career in the government, any sort of public office, if they had been outed as homosexual. So when you're going around pre-selecting people, if you're pre-selecting people for a very particular, sensitive position, where they would have a lot of power, thanks to you, and you wanted to make sure you could control them, then from the very beginning, you would choose from a pool of homosexuals or criminals. At that time, a criminal, though, suggests certain things about the person, which homosexuality doesn't. A person can have the best ethics and morality and be homosexual. Sorry. Whereas a criminal might be more anarchic and harder to control in some sense. With the criminals, when you pre-select the criminal, or when you pre-select and groom anybody, if they don't do what you say, you just kill them. Yeah? Almost everybody involved in the JFK assassination was murdered. Yeah? Some were fake murders. That's a different thing. One person was given a new identity, and then a body double was murdered, just like with JFK. Okay, but my point being, with all this talk about elites being pedophiles and all the rich and powerful people being pedophiles, now if you go from the premise that the Cult of Judah is installing these people into positions of power, they're pre-selecting them, grooming them, and then having them elected to these offices, you know, giving them Nobel Prizes, giving the best public relations campaign, giving them massive political campaign financing, corrupting everybody around them to ensure that they rise to the positions of power. Or in the case of L. Edgar Hoover, they actually built the FBI around him. So, and he was homosexual. And that's why he was chosen, because he was homosexual. They knew that there's no way he would risk being outed by them, being exposed by them, because that would have been the end of his career. And so many homosexuals in the past committed suicide when they were outed. When they were caught in public, when they were exposed, sent to prison. They either died in prison, or they died recently after, or they committed suicide, including the genius who allegedly broke the Enigma Code, the Nazi Enigma Code for Great Britain. So that's why I think J. Edgar Hoover ended up becoming and remaining and building the FBI. The FBI was a criminal organization for the Cult of Judah. And the reason now why this, now the homosexuality, they've integrated that into society and it's normalized, it's not such a big thing anymore. People aren't going to kill themselves because they've been exposed as a homosexual. It's the exact opposite. You might actually be promoted, yeah? And the people who expose you will be so terrified of getting in trouble for prejudice or discrimination that they might prevent people who are homosexual, you know, openly, to avoid any possibility of looking like they're homophobic and discriminatory. Still, though, I don't think a president will get away with it. I think Obama, like you said, Obama's totally controlled CIA. But if you're going to give him that much power, you want to be absolutely certain that you can control him. So what happens if you pick one of all the CIA assets you have, you pick the one that loves men, that's homosexual. Now, I'm not sure technically if it's... I'm losing my voice. I've got to make this quick. I've been eating. If you want to make absolutely sure, yeah, there's lots of CIA assets like Obama you could have chosen and made president. And one of the reasons they chose him and were happy with him and confident with him was that he was married to a woman, married to a man. Yeah, Michelle Obama, either a sex change or just transgender. And whether you call it homosexual when you're married to a transgender man or a man who's had a sex change with a woman, I don't know what you call that. But anyway, if they had exposed that about him, he would never become president. So there's still some sort of taboo there. I don't think there's many openly gay politicians in America, for example. So, but now the big thing, the only thing you're allowed to hate now are homosexuals and Nazis. I mean, pedophiles and Nazis, right? So there's no way anyone could survive in any position of power, public office, whatever, even in general life, after they've been exposed as a pedophile. So if one of the most attractive propositions for the cult of Judah to pre-select from the pool of people are people who are pedophiles, because they know for a fact, at least for the next 50 years or so, that nobody is going to risk being exposed as a pedophile. So if you get a pedophile, groom them, pre-select them, install them in power, you have control over them. All you got to say to them is, you know, you don't do exactly what we say, and we tell the world about you. So there's already the pool of pedophiles to pre-select from. And then, like in that lady from who was married to the CIA, whatever, who talked about Gladio and talked about what's in Eyes Wide Shut, and she talked about the fact that the pink triangle, that the elite in the military are all taken from a pool of young men, and these young men are, and even part of Skull and Bones is to commit homosexual acts. Now, in the past, that's how you could control people. You said, we'll give you power, et cetera, but the precondition is, whether or not you're homosexual, you're going to have sodomy on camera. Doesn't matter if you enjoy it or not, if you want to or not. That's the precondition. And we might even tell you, the reason we're doing this is because we need to know we can control you in future. And we're going to have this hanging over your head. So you're going to have homosexual sex on camera. So we can use it against you if we need to in future. That would have worked in the past. At the time that this lady was talking about the operations of the CIA. You know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. But now, homosexuality is acceptable. So you can't use it to blackmail people and control them. Today, though, you can use pedophilia to control them. So you either pre-select from a pool of pedophiles and groom them, and then the ones that work out, you install in office, that you can get in office, and you install them in positions of power, or you find people who aren't pedophiles and say, look, we're willing to invest so much money in you and give you everything you ever wanted, but one of the preconditions is you're going to have to engage in sex acts with children on camera so that we know we have this hanging over your head, and we know that you will never, ever not do what we say. Because if you did, we will release this footage and you will be fucked beyond belief, yeah? So it doesn't matter who you are, private individual or someone in government or someone in a corporation, no one can survive. No one would survive being exposed as a pedophile, and nobody would risk that, yeah? You would get beaten to death in prison. Even if it got that far, you would lose everything. You'd lose your family, your friends. You'd lose your job, your career, and you'd go to prison. And you'd probably be beaten to death in prison. Yeah, you'd be raped and beaten to death in prison as a pedophile. So this is why I believe it's reasonable to expect that all the elites around the world really are pedophiles, or they have engaged in pedophilic acts on camera. Yeah, and I think this accounts for the widespread. All the massive pedophilia, what do you call them? Exposés. All the people that have been exposed as pedophiles. All the talk, you know, in conspiracy arguments that this is the nature of our elites, that they're all pedophiles. And I'm just saying why, it'd be perfectly logical. For the same reasons, J. Edgar Hoover was a perfect choice for the cult of Judah to select as their puppet. There's other reasons too. J. Edgar Hoover, just like Winston Churchill, one of the reasons Winston Churchill was selected was because he had a great man complex. And they said to him, we'll make you a great man in history if you do what we say, you know. Same with J. Edgar Hoover. He wanted to be a great man, you know, a big man, great man in history sort of thing. So, I won't be able to talk much longer. But I hope you get my point. In the past, if you wanted to control somebody, you're either pre-selected from a pool of homosexuals, or you get them to engage in homosexual acts on camera. So that you can say in the future, if they ever stray from the script, you say, look, do exactly what we say, follow the choreography, follow the script, or we're going to release that film. We're going to expose you. And for most of history, recent history, no one could survive that, even literally. Yeah. But now they use paedophilia in the same way they use homosexuality. So I really believe the cult of Judah recruit their puppets from pool of paedophiles, and where they have a candidate to be their puppet who's not a paedophile, they either tell them up front, look, we're gonna have to film you engaging in sex with children, so we know we can control you in future as part of our deal, a deal with the devil, or they find some other way to have that situation arise, you know. Maybe some of the people are drunk on drugs, they're having sex with prostitutes and women, and then when they're off their heads, maybe they introduce children and they film that. Just so whichever way they do it, they either get paedophiles or they straight up tell people you're going to engage in paedophilic acts on camera and explain to them why, or you trick them into something when they don't even know what's going on. So you just get something on film that's really incriminating, even if the person doesn't know the hell what's going on. So that's the reason why I believe why so many children have disappeared, disappearing children. And there's so many horribles. There are so many conspiracy arguments out there that are just so terrifying that even I don't want to go there. I'm just being honest. You know, there is something so ugly and disgusting and horrific, and I've already had enough of the horror of humanity, you know. I don't need to go any further. But there's a lot of people who do, and the stuff that they find is blood-curdling. It's just sickening. Even beyond all the things that are already sickening. And I've never gone there. But what I'm arguing here, what I'm saying is why it would be perfectly logical for the cult of Judah to recruit homosexuals like J. Edgar Hoover for the positions of power, or Obama. Yeah, sure, he'll CIA all the way and everything. And sure, maybe he was totally ideologically committed to the project. You know, noble lives and self-delusion and everything. But besides all that, they still need to have some insurance policy. Because people change. People change their minds. People, you know, like Muhammad changed his mind. You know, the people who got Muhammad to agree to three gods didn't have the power to stop him changing his mind later. You know, they thought they had him, but they didn't. Later on, he changed his mind. But if Muhammad had been homosexual or a paedophile, well, actually, technically he was a paedophile because he had a 12-year-old. We don't know if he had sex with her, but he married a 12-year-old. Could have been just a political marriage. But during the Middle Ages and around his time in different cultures, you know, in most of the world, or a lot of the world, the age for paedophilia changes in every place in the world you're in. In America, I think it might even be 18, underage sex. Is that 18? In Europe, it's 14. In the Middle Ages and under the time of Muhammad, 12 wouldn't have been shocking. Romeo and Juliet's 12 or something like this. So, but the point being, that's an example. The people probably thought they had control of Muhammad. Yeah, with the three gods, and then suddenly turns around and says, no, there's only one god. Well, they had no insurance policy against that. So even with Obama, with J. Edgar Hoover was homosexual, so they had their insurance policy. They want to make sure, no matter how mercenary someone appears, just ambitious and mercenary, egotistical, or even ideologically committed, at some point, you shock them and you demand of them something that they would never imagine would be asked of them. And that's when you need the insurance policy. And the insurance policy for in the past was homosexuality. And the insurance policy now is paedophilia. And so I really believe it makes perfectly logical sense to expect that everybody in the world in positions of power now, or the majority of them, are paedophiles. Or they have engaged in some sort of activity with which their masters could expose the mass paedophiles. And that's the insurance policy of the cult of Judah today. Just in case everything else doesn't work. Most people, you never need to threaten them with that. You just got to offer them money. You'd be a great man in history. Offer them money, prestige, status. You know, offer them noble lies. Tell them that they're saving the world. You know, it's a necessary evil what they're doing. Usually that's enough. But if you're going to engage these sort of people, you want to have an insurance policy. Of course, the biggest insurance policy is you kill them, because this happens repeatedly. Like the people involved in the JFK assassination, almost all of them were murdered within a short period after that. Some of them murdered straight away. Lee Harvey Oswald, for example, if he really was murdered and if that wasn't faked. But yeah. Yes, and the person they alleged who killed the Lyndon, the child in the, that I was talking about before anyway, you know. So it's really easy to get rid of people when you're in the cult of Judah if they don't do exactly what you say, like Ronald Reagan got shot, you know. Maybe he wasn't playing ball. So, but I still think that rather than shooting people, which destroys your asset, it takes a lot of work to get someone in a position of power. I'm not saying it's easy. It takes a lot of work and a lot of money. Of course, there's always people lining up, ready to serve the cult of Judah. People who just want wealth and power and whatever. Like Bill Clinton. There's people who are deluded, who are promised something by the cult of Judah agents. Most of the, like I said before, I think a lot of the cult of Judah agents do not have any idea who they're working for. A lot of them think they're working for something good. Yeah, because there's layers to the whole thing, and there's cells and compartments. So people don't know what each other's doing. But the people at the top know what they're doing. And everything that happens for a reason, but not the reason the people who are doing it think they're doing it for. So there's all ideological things. There's lots of useful idiots, lots of ideological fools, lots of deluded fools. But at the end of the day, you put so much effort into getting someone in power, you don't want to kill them. Unless you really have to. It's much better to have an insurance policy where you can threaten them with, you know, blackmail them with and say, look, remember that video we took. Think about what's going to happen to you if we expose that video. Think about what's going to happen if we expose you as a paedophile. And I think that's the ultimate insurance policy today. And I think that's why we can expect that most of our elites are paedophiles. Okay? It's logical. I'm not saying I know anything about all that, really. I don't spend much time researching that. Like I said, maybe it's because I've had enough already. There's enough. I've got enough data. I've got enough horror, and I'm sick enough of what I see. It's like vegans who don't watch the latest horrific vegan documentary. You know, we've already seen enough. We don't need to be depressed and despairing, and we don't need to have, you know, emotional breakdowns from the horror of seeing things again, or seeing even worse things than what we know already. So, you know, I leave that work to other people. But my part of supporting them is to explain to you the reasons why it makes perfect sense, that what they're saying makes perfect sense in the holistic context of the cult of Judah agents, cult of Judah elites, pre-selecting, then grooming and installing people in positions of power. Yeah, even JFK, they thought they could control. His father was a criminal. You know, he gained all his money from criminal activities and with the mob and everything. And they thought they could control JFK. And they exposing him for his heterosexual sex life, it might have shocked some of his supporters who thought he was squeaky clean. But heterosexual sex for a really handsome, you know, movie star kind of president wasn't going to shock people. it wouldn't be enough to hold over his head and say, do what we say, or we're going to tell the world that you're a red-blooded American who likes to have sex with a lot of beautiful women. Yeah? Oh, shock, horror. Oh, my God, really? You know, that's not really going to... It's not something you can really threaten somebody with. They threatened to kill his father. That's another thing. So, but if JFK, his drug addictions and all his health problems, that also wasn't going to be enough. If JFK had been homosexual or pedophile, they would have had him. They would have had control over him. He never would have risked fighting them then, you know? So anyway, so that's, hope you understand what this video was about then. Why it's logical to expect that your elites, the people you look up to, positions of authority, there's a good chance they are pedophiles, and that's the reason why. It's logical to expect so many pedophiles to be in positions of power today around the world. Yes. So, it's the ugly, I mean, apart from animal cruelty, pedophilia is right up, you know, it's just something you don't really want to talk about or think about. And I was told about that it happened to someone in my family. You know, they didn't tell me because they knew it would, they could imagine what effect it would have on me if they had told me, you know. I'd probably be in prison now because I don't think I could have just let the person get away with it. So anyway, so it's an ugly thing, but, and I don't want to think about it, but this thing I did think about, and it came up in the context of J. Edgar Hoover being homosexual, because at his time, that was the best way to your insurance policy. Like I said, killing people is a waste of resources. You know, you've invested so much in them. They will kill you without a second's thought, but if they can avoid it, if they can keep you as an asset, you're more valuable to them as a living asset than a dead asset. You know, that's no longer an asset. If you prove to be a liability to them, they'll just kill you, because killing a liability, that makes perfect sense. But killing someone who's still a potential asset, who you can still have a use for, it's like you don't just kill the pig. If you're a farmer, you don't just kill a pig, you know, because the pig pissed you off. You kill the pig because you can sell it. Yep. But when winter comes around and you don't have the food to feed the pig, then it becomes a liability. Then you also kill it. But you generally avoid killing a pig, no matter how much it pisses you off, because it's an asset or a potential asset. So that, I hope that makes sense. So the video is getting too long now, but I hope you understand what I've been trying to get at. And I hope distill the ideas when you talk to other people, especially people who have the nerve and the stomach, that maybe not as sensitive as I am, or have more emotional support. The people who can dive into this area, you know, there's not many people could face the ugly, horrific truth that I think that's there.